You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
It's very obvious we are living in a worldwide toxic society. It's toxic. It's full of wickedness everywhere. It's just not California. It's every state, every city, every hamlet, every village, every country of the world, every continent. This world has lost its moral compass. Everything seems toxic. And that's the world that God's called the Christian at this time. When I say it's toxic, we have allowed our children and adults to be totally dumbed down. We're a very ignorant society. We are pushing wrong is right and right is wrong. We tread on the Israel flag, spit on the Israel flag, protest against the Israel flag, walk the American flag on the ground across America. Young kids that have been growing up with everything at their disposal, sent to some of the finest liberal arts schools, used to be Ivy League schools, were Bible colleges at one time. Every one of the Ivy League, Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Columbia, all Bible colleges at one time, started as Bible colleges, began as Bible colleges, yet Harvard being the first. And the purpose was to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in their tenets, and then to explain the plan of salvation and to Christianize what they say in their tenets, the heathen Indians in these Americas. We've come a long way, haven't we? We've occupied the president's office. We've burned buildings. We're tearing things down. And they say, well, let's talk. The administration, faculty will talk with the protesters. The children, the young people have a right to express their grievances. No, they don't. If you're going to go to that school, you're going to that school to learn. It's just such a trap. We call changing babies, bodies of children legal. Another state voted it down today. They have the right to do that. Parents can change their kids if the kids want to change themselves biologically. It's not possible. If you're a man, you will always be a man. Amen. Check the chromosomes. If you're a woman, you'll always be a, well, yep, don't they have the rights? Want to mutilate their bodies, adults, I guess you might want to say they have that right to do that, but they're never happy. Look at the suicide amongst that crowd. Look at the gun shooters at that. And I know they shield all that, but all the transvestites, you name it. We live in a toxic society. The majority of God's people, I think, even spend more time with social media than they do the scriptures. Check it. I don't know how to do the, but you could check how much time you're on your social media. I know it does it once a week because it shows me how much I've been on my phone. But can you, I don't know, does anybody know here, IT people, can you check it every day? How much time is, yes or no, just nod your head. You can check it every day. I can see heads going up and down. And if you just keep this going five times and close your eyes, you will be asleep in just a few moments. I'll sing to you a lullaby and good night. No, you stay awake tonight, please. But what did you just check? Are you spending as much time with this book and with God as you do with this? This will change your life, but this will change your life also. I do not want to spend more time on my phone than I do with God. And I'm not talking as a pastor either. I'm talking alone time with God in my life. I'm talking that I want more time with God than I do with my phone. And I have to be on the phone quite a bit every day. I find that Christians, because of this, are disgruntled. Many lie. They're gossipers, they're haters, they're vicious. We've had the joy to be here 48 years, over 50 plus years in the full-time ministry. I'm going to just tell you something. I love what I'm doing more than ever. But it's harder than it ever has been. I heard a man of a Bible college president, larger school than ours, larger church than ours, and he said to his boys, and he told me, I'm going to talk to you boys right now. I'd like to talk you out of the ministry. Do not go. It's nothing but a lot of pain and sorrow and betrayal and hurt. Do not go into the ministry. Then he said this, unless God called you. They won't make it if they're not called. Brother Everson, they won't make it. Brother Reams, they won't make it. There's no such thing as dealing with, rarely, this crowd maybe, I'm not sure, but mature men that are not drama. I can't believe the day I live in. Making radical decisions, foolish decisions, unscriptural decisions, making it based on the internet. I can't wrap my mind around it. I get up in the nights and I love what I'm doing. Love it more. Don't get rid of me, please. I want to stay. But I'm just trying to tell you, I get up in the middle of the night thinking, Lord, is there anything going right with people? And I'm not attacking the greatest people in all the world, but it seems like everything you touch and everything you look at, and with God's people, it's like, and all over the nation, Brother Treiber, I've had more prayer, had more recently, just called, said, I'm retiring. I said, but you're younger than me. He said, it's wearing me out. One said, I'm retiring. It's like a babysitting service. Decades in the same church, decades. I'm not saying they're wrong. Everything's a drama, it seems. Everything's an issue. Everything, gotta have an appointment about this. Slow down. And if I've had an appointment with you in the last week or two, I'm sure it's been a blessing. So don't, I'm not yelling at anybody here or talking that way. But tonight I know that when any man's in Christ, he's a new creation. Amen. We have people coming and going all the time, and it's been that way for 30-some years, and that's part of it. So it was, well, what's going on? It's just, that's part of life. That's part of every church in America right now. And I'm going to say something I want you to hear very carefully. You know I have in my prayer journal the backslidden page. But I have the unsaved page too. And I'm not talking about friends in this area. I'm talking about people that are Christians that claim to be Christians around this country that I know and even in this church. And several that, and many throughout the times in recent years that have left, I thought, I wish they knew they're on my prayer page that they get saved. I don't know if I'll leave them there, but I'm about, and I left many there, sometimes for their family's sake. I'm thinking, how do I take them off? The next pastor doesn't know. There's no spiritual life there. There's no evidence. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. When we're such drama, moody, up, down, discouraged, defeated, upset, mad, I'm having a problem right now. I'm talking about preachers too. Better grow up. Learn what it is to walk with God. Tonight I come to you with two words I want to introduce as just sort of a fill-in Wednesday night for us. Two words that are very important. But two words that if we don't get it right, it's very destructive in our churches. I want you to look at the first word in verse number 4, to give subtlety. That's insight and that you're aware of things going on. To the, what's that word? simple. This is Solomon, the wisest man at that time on planet Earth. He was called the wisest man, writing to his son Rehoboam. And it gives him 31 chapters of daily living and what to do and how to form your words and how to speak to people and how to be a good husband and how to love your wife and how to love your children, how to work with your money. In my Bible, got all with W's. He speaks about wealth, money, riches, treasures, gold, silver, 160 times in 30 chapters. I've got them all marked. He speaks about our words, the words we choose, 290 times, speech, lips, tongue, words, mouth, 290 times. You see, when you train up a child, if you don't get his mouth, just like a horse, you don't get a bit in a horse's mouth and lead him. You don't get a child's mouth, you don't get his heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. By the way, you want to memorize that verse? It's an easy one to memorize. It's the first book in the New Testament. And then just remember 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. 1, 2, 3, 4 is 12:34. You just memorized the verse. And here's the word simple. Simple does not mean stupid. Simple means naive. And unfortunately, we live in such a naive day. I watch people led away from the things of God from people that are not even sold out to God. They have a shout. They have I was in Georgia preaching recently. I told you that I saw two boys, probably 18, 19, whatever their ages were, and they were in the front row. Yes! Amen! Praise the Lord! I said, you know, I hope that's still going 50 years from now. Anybody can shout for a season. Life's hard. You gotta shout in the sunshine hours and shout to God in the dark hours of the night. You gotta praise Him when everything's going right and praise Him when it seems like everything. So the simple, it just simply means naive. It means simply to be gullible. We live in that moment where people are so gullible. Well, I read it on Facebook, or false book, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. To be simple is to be naive, is to be gullible, is to be immature, is to be inexperienced. Now, I am simple with computers. Amen. I'm not stupid. I think I could figure it out. I don't want to figure it out. And so today there was a stack of emails and I spread them out through staff members to type them back. They hard copy them, 8.5 by 11, and I hand write a letter back and then someone sends it on the computer. I don't want to learn how to do that. I like just doing this. I say, well, you save a lot of time. I'd be so ticked off. I'd be sending one to everybody in America, the same one. I wouldn't get it. You know why? Because I'm simple. I am naive. I am inexperienced. These teenagers of ours, and you'll see them at this play, they're so incredible. They're just so incredible. Whether it's a baseball game last night or the volleyball from the girls or cheerleading or basketball or soccer, the things they do, the computer program, they are so amazing. So in many areas, these kids are beyond their pastor. I am simple. I don't know how to do many of the things that they can do. But can I tell you, in life, all of our teenagers are here. We only have teenagers and adults in here tonight. You're all simple, you teenagers, compared to me in life. Because I've experienced already where you're trying to go. I know something about life. I'm not as smart as you in many academics anymore. You've excelled beyond me And what you can do, I've seen your artworks and I see your computer work, and it's just way beyond my mind how you know so much. So in, we look at that, I'm the simple one, and you're not the simple one. I'll give you the word later for what you are in that regard. I want you to turn with me in your Bible to chapter 1, verse 22. We see that word again. In fact, you're going to find it where the dad calls it 14 times. Verse 22, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And I guess to all of you that are here, if you don't know the Bible, or you're a new Christian, or you don't know about finances, and I'm not necessarily the one to talk about finances. There's plenty of people in this church can advise you on that, or how to buy a car. I can't tell you, I don't know how, but there are people here that can help you with that. But may I tell you something? How long are you going to love being simple? Some areas I still want to be simple because I don't want to do that area. I want to focus on Acts 6:4. I'll give myself continually to the Word of God in prayer. That's my main job. My job is to pray for you. And I'm all for counsel, but it doesn't normally work. I'd rather pray for you than talk to you. But I can't talk to God for you if you don't tell me some things. And when you tell me, I'll do my best to pray for you. My wife knows this is true, and we'll try to pray at night together. She starts smiling because last night I started dozing off while I was praying, and I felt it going slower and slower and slower. I was driving down Montague the other 2 weeks ago with her, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm a speeding demon. I'm going, vroom, vroom, I'm just driving, drive, drive. And that night I got so tired, I said, I can't stay awake. I mean, it was only like 8 o'clock at night, and I still had hours to go. But and all of a sudden she said, what are you doing? And I watched, it was going 35, 31, 30, 29 on Montague Expressway. And I said, you know what? I think I was falling asleep. Oh, brother, you talk about a nutcase. I don't want to be simple in some areas where I should be wise. We don't want to be simple, naive toward the Bible. Look what he says in verse 32. Would you read it with me? Ready? For the turning away of the simple. Yeah, we know, chapter 7, verse 7, please. 7, 7. Would you look at this? 7, 7. The Bible says, I beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding. And he saw this woman, verse number 10, who was dressed like the attire of a harlot. She had a subtle heart. She was loud. She was stubborn. And she caught him, verse 13, and said, the goodman, my husband's not at home. Come on with me. And he's taking a trip and a money. And with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. And she forced him with her lips. And after a straight way, he went after her. And a dart struck through. See, he's simple. Oh, how we have to put a guard up. We're gullible. We're simple. I would ask, and I don't mean to be rude to any of our senior adults here, this spam business is out of spam? Scam. Spam? Like you eat spam that we don't eat around here, right? We don't eat that stuff. You like spam, don't you? But this, whatever it's called. I had just recently a senior saint, not a member of this church, but a senior adult. And they said, your son, your grandson's in jail. And he's let me, and you know this whole story. They got thousands out of him. Or your bank is having trouble. Your bank does not do this, by the way. The bank will never, ever tell you, you just need to put more money in an account or something, a transfer or whatever. They don't do that. And it's the saddest thing to see how elderly people are being ripped off. You cannot be simple. You say, well, I think I know what I'm doing. No, because even though you were 60 or 70 or 80 or 90, we probably need to have someone. I get these calls, and I always take my phone to Brother Moyer. I said, am I supposed to tap on that right there? It goes, don't tap on that thing. Don't do that. I said, good, we'll erase it. And I don't even want to erase it because I don't know how to do that way, I don't think, half the time. Look what he says in 8:5. Oh, ye simple, understand wisdom, and you fools be of an understanding heart. I'll let you be smarter than me, but don't make major decisions without a shepherd. I won't try to govern your life, but at least allow me a couple months and two and three and pray with you and pray about myself. And maybe if it's a life-changing, altering decision, let me fast with you. I promise you, if I say, will you fast one meal a day, one meal a week, or two meals a week, or one day, I'll fast with you. I will go without food. I don't need it all the time. I will fast with you. But you're making a major decision, and I've watched most people make the wrong decision. Get some wisdom. I wish you heard the other end of this when I go around the country, say, Pastor, I'm out of church. I wanted to come hear you preach. And it's the worst decision I ever made was to leave the house of God. My best days were that's why all the folks that leave here want to stay connected all the time.
That's right.
Look what he says, chapter 9 and verse number 4. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. Is speaking about verse 1, wisdom. Verse number 13, part 13. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple, knowing nothing. Verse 16, who is simple, let him turn in hither, asking for understanding. Look what he says here in chapter number 14, if you'll go there. And I know I'll get this wrapped up here in a few minutes. 14:15. The simple believe every word. The simple believe every word. Let's not be gullible. That's what he's saying. Verse 18. How about what he says in 18? The simple inherit folly, emptiness. How about 19:25? You're almost done with this word simple. But verse 25, smite a scorner, and the simple beware. How about 21:11? When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. How about 22:3? A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on. Simple people make foolish decisions. Foolish decisions. Don't make major decisions. You know, I've watched people in this church. I just saw the face of somebody. I trust him with my life. I trust him with my family. But it's just waiting on God to see what God wants them to do. I have confidence in that.
Amen.
And he sees his pastor and said, tell me, let's just, I want you to be aware of it so you know I have confidence in that decision. It's not a nervous decision, though there is fright. It's not a rash decision because they're willing to wait. I want to be everybody's pastor for your entire life. I don't want anybody to leave. I don't want anything, but let me just tell you something. No, it always doesn't work that way. And some people leave in the will of God. Most don't. Most don't. That's why they tell me after the decision was made. And I think you needed a shepherd for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20, 30, 35, 40. And then you just make these decisions. I don't want to hold anybody hostage. I just want to pray with you. Walk with you through these things. See what God has for you. And I'm not just, you got to stay here. You can't go. You're not going to go to heaven. That's crazy. 27:12. In 27:12, the Bible says this, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on. I said there are two words. The first one is simple. Simple people, please listen to this, and I'll get to the second word, we're done. It won't be as long. Simple people follow proud people. I watch it all the time. My wife has been around the block a while. She would have to agree with me. I watch simple people, gullible people, follow proud people. Secondly, simple people lack judgment. Chapter 1, verse 3. By the way, the first one is 2 Peter 2:2. Simple people lack equity. Chapter 1, verse 3. That's an evenness about their life. Equity. Number 4, simple people, chapter 1, verse 4, lack discretion, good judgment. In chapter 1, verse 2 and 8, simple people reject instruction. This son is going to reject instruction. So there's one crowd of people that are here tonight. You're not stupid. You're simple. It's sort of like an unmarried man trying to tell a married man who's been married 30 years how to be a husband. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, the Bible says, I know what the Bible says, but you have no idea till you've experienced something like that. They're simple people. And we close. I want you to go back, if you will, with me. Let's just jump back to chapter 12. I could go back to chapter 1, but for the sake of time, in chapter 12, verse 16, there's prudent people. In this room, you're either prudent or you're simple. Prudent means seasoned or sensible. I just happened to see Mary Altizer here. You've been in our church 40 years. She's prudent. She's sensible. She's seasoned. Dr. Nikolai, in front of her, 50 years serving God in the ministry, the pastorate, and all that he's going through in life, he's prudent. Doesn't mean he's flawless and he can make every decision. It so bothers me when I talk to Brother Nikolai at times, because he'll come to me for advice. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? The man has experienced things, and he's a seasoned man, he's a seasoned godly man. But I think he's discovered that even though he's pastored and he's older than I am, he wants a shepherd to help guide him. And he knows I'm so reluctant to that. Sometimes I drag my feet and drag my feet because he is prudent. I look all over this room. I see prudent people. They're seasoned people. They've gone through the joys. They've gone through the sorrows. They've gone through the no money, and they've gone through the having some money. They've gone through losing it again. They've gone through the sorrows, the heartaches, and disappointments. The whole world turned upside down. They're going through it all. But they're still in God's house. They're prudent. Look what he says in chapter number 12. Let me get there. 12, 16, and I'm passing over so many for the sake of time. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. You know, simple people, I'm so ticked off, I'm so mad, I'm so, I tell you what. But prudent men say, just calm down, slow down. You don't have to be, you cover the shame. You hold it down. You temper it down. How about verse 23 right there? A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools became a foolishness. You know, foolishness. Here's a prudent man, and he's not advertising. I have all knowledge. I know everything. Authority on everything. Nobody can tell him. But no, prudent men don't advertise that they're prudent. Look what the Bible says in chapter number 13, verse 16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. Look at chapter 14 and verse number 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand the way. A prudent man says, well, let's talk about this. Let's understand what's going on here. What are the ramifications? What are the pros? What are the cons? What does your wife think? What are your family? Who's going to be affected by all this? You understand. You walk through this thing. Well, I just feel like I've got to do this. That's a foolish decision. And sometimes you wonder, did we waste our whole life? watching people make decisions that are just way out of bounds. Chapter number 14, verse 15. The simple believe every word, but the prudent look well to his going. He slows things down. He takes a look at things. Verse 18, we read already. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent is crowned with knowledge. Chapter 15, verse 5 is important. A fool despises his father's instruction. And some of you have a father that's rejected you. I know that. Especially you that have been raised in a home where you got a dad that's, don't hold him to perfection, but he's a good man. He loves the Lord. He loves your mama. You're foolish not to listen to your dad. You say, well, Pastor, you're prudent in some areas, yes. But that doesn't mean your dad cannot be prudent either. And you say, well, see what Pastor says. If he says, oh, you've got a good dad, see what your good dad says. Right. See what your good mother says.
Amen.
16:21. I think I'll stop. I have more. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. One more. I'm going to skip over. Chapter 22, the last one. However, a prudent man, 22:3, this is a good verse. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. The simple pass on or approach. You see, prudent people can see the end of a thing. Simple people see just the immediate. Some of my generation, the men that came over to this country from Italy, or the Sam, you know, Germany, our fathers, our grandfathers, they ran the meat market and they went out there with a white apron. They swept the sidewalks every morning. These kids around here nowadays, nobody sweeps any sidewalk. Papers everywhere, garbage and things laying around. They just walk over it. But the Bible says prudent people, they look at the end of this thing. This society right now is living for the immediate. But that old generation of ours, those old dads of ours, this generation wants to sleep in. I'm not going to school today. I'm tired. I'm not going to finish that school work, these credits. I don't like it. I'm not going to stay with this thing here. It's just not any fun. I guarantee it, your grandfathers and fathers did not lay in bed. Well, they want us to go back to work 2 days a week in the computer field. They want us to go back to, we don't want to. And you keep your job. Man, I'll tell you what, you all thank God you don't work for me. I'd say, see you later, buddy. And every man in this room would feel the same. Because we were brought up by men that worked. We had uncles and we had aunts and we had moms and we had dads and we had school teachers. They showed up. And the rule is you don't call in, you crawl in. You didn't have to have a mask on either. We need to get back to understanding if you're simple, you got to get someone to help you. So a young mother has a wise woman, Titus 2, that's raised children, knows how to do the diapers, knows how to do the whole thing, knows how to get the kids on a schedule. Most young mothers do not. And so a young mother does, she reads the internet. And the internet is a 23-year-old girl that has her first baby. And I'm gonna use a Greek word here. She doesn't know diddly squat. I mean, she has no idea, oh, it's raining? I'm watching these mothers in the winter, even around here, all over America, they come with big old coats on and kids have no, little babies have no socks on. Oh yeah, but the internet says, oh, let's stand together, shall we? I'm gonna get off on that. You don't want me to go there. I thank God there's so many prudent people sitting around you tonight. Draw from them. Draw from these prudent people. men and women that have the prudent, they're experienced. They know some things. There's so many things I don't know. I tell you what, I get myself to, and they could be younger than me. I go to the prudent people that know what I don't know.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.